urogenital diseases, grave uterine myomatosis. The 66-year-old female patient underwent colonization and irradiation for cervical cancer, neoplasma coliuteri, squamous cell carcinoma, later fractionated abrasion was performed. Hypertonia was detected 20 years ago and treated with oral medication. Isthmic heart disease, IHD, was diagnosed 15 years ago. Ever since, the patient was regularly controlled by cardiologists. Ligature was carried out 9 years ago, indicated by hemorrhoid nodes. Rectal polypectomy was performed 7 years ago. The patient received oral anticoagulation therapy for the past 6 years for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and consequent tachycardia. Routine colonoscopy and colonoscopic polypectomy was performed 2 years ago. Histological analysis verified hyperplastic polyps. The patient's history reveals stress incontinence, discopathy and spondylosis. Gynecologic evaluation was prompted because of lower abdominal discomfort and sensitivity and complaints upon urination. Physical examination found increased and palpable sized uterus. Ultrasound verified several well-circumscribed nodules 1 to 7 cm in diameter in the wall of the uterus. Some of these nodules protruded into the uterine cavity. The patient denied surgical removal and hysterectomy and was referred to the Department of Internal Medicine by general practitioner. Anemia was diagnosed. The patients complained general weakness, exhaustion and progressive fatigue with drowsiness. No shivering, subfebrility or fever was mentioned. She had lower abdominal pain which was tolerable by taking oral diclofenac medication. Loss of appetite, repeated diarrhea lasting for a few days and difficulties of alimentation, grayish-black stool were reported. No abdominal pain or complaints related to hyperacidity were reported. She lost weight in the past several months, however, the exact amount of weight loss couldn't be determined. No chest pain, coughing or suffocation was reported. Abdominal ultrasound revealed progressively growing leiomyomas. The diameter of the largest nodule reached 8 cm. 2 units of 0 Rh plus red blood cell concentrate was transfused, necessitated by grave anemia. No complications related to the transfusion were detected. Stool analysis prompted by diarrhea verified Clostridium difficile infection. The patient received metronidazole medication and Saccharomyces boulardii was administered as probiotic. Her diarrhea didn't improve, therefore, the antibiotic treatment was changed to include vancomycin. The patient complained burning sensation on urination. Elevated urine protein prompted for ciprofloxacin administration. Anxiety and negativism prompted for psychiatric evaluation. Sertraline and alprazolam medication was initiated. Right lower extremity deep venous thrombosis was diagnosed at the time of admission, causing right lower extremity edema. Anticoagulant treatment was initiated. Stool monitoring ruled out gastrointestinal bleeding. The patient's general condition declined. Kidney diarrhea caused dehydration, which prompted for volume substitution. Abdominal X-ray didn't show signs of acute abdominal catastrophes. Worsening general condition and the increasing nausea excluded oral medication. Atrial fibrillation accompanied by high ventricular frequency prompted for parenteral administration of digoxin. The patient's general condition further declined with occasional coughing attacks. Dyspnoe and respiratory insufficiency dominated the clinical picture, which was considered as consequence of the known isthmic heart disease and the developing cardiac insufficiency. The patient died of circulatory insufficiency. The possibility of pulmonary embolization related to long-term immobilization couldn't be excluded despite the administration of anticoagulative therapy. Embolization of the secondary and tertiary branches of the right pulmonary artery later was confirmed by autopsy. The emboli occluded the lumen and had a dry-looking, layered structure. Autopsy detected elongated thrombi not only in the right femoral vein but also in the periuteral venous plexus. The pathologist determined pulmonary embolization as the direct cause of death.